poll, overwhelming majority support voter ID, disagree with MLB's Georgia boycott. By Hannah Blow on April 6, 2021. The vast majority of U.S. likely voters believe voter ID is necessary and disagree with Major League Baseball's MLB decision to pull the All-Star Game and draft from Atlanta over the state's election integrity law, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked respondents if they believe voter ID laws are necessary to a fair and secure election process. The vast majority, 75%, said yes, 19% said no, and 6% said they remain unsure. A majority of both Republicans, 89%, and Democrats, 65%, believe voter ID laws are necessary for a free and fair election. 71% of those unaffiliated with either major party agree. The survey also asked respondents for their opinions on the left-wing boycotts of Georgia over the recently signed election law, which, despite the left's narrative, actually increases days for early voting. The law also requires voters to show an identification to vote absentee by mail, although voters can verify their identities with the last four digits of their Social Security number, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government check, a paycheck, or another government document with their name and address on it. For Fox News, which cited Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office. Some people have called for a boycott of businesses in Georgia, which recently passed an election law requiring voters to show identification. Do you support or oppose such a boycott? The Rasmussen survey asked. 50% said they opposed the boycotts, 37% said they supported it, and 13% said they remain unsure. However, opinions vary drastically on party lines, as 50% of Democrats support the boycott and 63% of Republicans oppose it. A plurality of those unassociated with either major political party, 47%, oppose the boycott. The survey, taken April 1 and 4 among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%. The MLB caved last week and announced its decision to move the All-Star Game and draft from Atlanta, a city with a sizable black population, due to the election integrity measure Governor Brian Kemp, R. signed into law, even though the law actually expands some voting. I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB draft, Commissioner of Baseball Robert D. Manfred Jr. said. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. Its decision will cost Atlanta as much as $190 million in revenue. The MLB has since tapped Denver, Colorado, as the host city despite the fact that it also requires proof of identification to vote and has fewer early voting days than the Peach State.